You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast. Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to change streaming option for your Apple TV Plus in iOS. Are you an Apple TV subscriber like I am? If it's yes, then this is something for you to check out. Now, you will need the iOS 13.4 and later to be able to take advantage of this feature. But this is a nice feature that allows you to tell how you want to stream your Apple TV Plus shows or episodes, documentaries, and such. All right, so let's go to settings.
Settings.
And one finger double tap.
Settings.
We're going to go to the right until you get to TV.
TV button.
Double tap.
Streaming options. Heading.
And then you can hear immediately is your streaming options. So you have two different options here. You have one for your cell and one for your Wi-Fi. And then when each of those sections, you have two more options how you want to stream in those two particular ways to access to TV Plus. So by cell,
use cellular data on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Keep this on if you want to stream through your cell data. And if you go to the right,
cellular data saver button.
All right. It says data saver. I have selected data saver. So if you double tap this,
high quality stream uses more data.
You got two options. You have high quality.
Selected data saver stream up to 600 megabytes/hour.
It gives you an idea how much lower it uses. So it's going to use a 600 meg per hour of episodes that you watch on Apple TV. So obviously on cell, I want to conserve it. And not only that, but really, do I need high quality just to be able to listen by audio? You know, it's just something to think about. And then at the top left,
TV back button.
It's your back button. Double tap.
TV cellular data saver button.
And then we're back here. Now, the same option is for Wi-Fi. If you go to the right,
Wi-Fi high quality button.
You can double tap this.
Selected high quality stream uses more data.
And once again, you got the two options.
Data saver stream up to 1 gigabyte/hour.
If you have a lot of buffering problem, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to go to data saver. And again, you're not losing a lot of quality in audio. Maybe in video you are, but not so much in audio. And so this is a great idea if you are constrained in bandwidth wherever you are. Say I'm at Starbucks and everybody in the world is there. It might not be a bad idea to put on a data saver, so I'll help you with the buffering. And that is it. It is that simple and easy to access. Now it's up to you to decide which quality that you want to use on what for cell and Wi-Fi. All right, well, that's it. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.